Okay, let's stop right there. I'll get back to the Magna Carta in a couple of minutes, but before I do, I would have you think with me if you will. Men will worship wood. They'll worship stone. They'll worship molten images. As a matter of fact, in Acts 19:27, Scripture tells us, speaking of the goddess Diana, that all Asia and the world worshipeth her. In Acts 19:35, it also tells us, what man is there who knoweth not that the city of the Ephesians is a worshiper of the great goddess Diana and of the image which fell down from Jupiter? I'm not making this up. Oh, what men will worship. He has no limits. Let me show you some more. There was Ashtaroth. This goddess was of the Canaanites, which was connected with the fertility and maternity. Baal, sometimes called Bel, was the supreme god among the Canaanites, worshipped in many forms, but often as a sun god or a storm god. He was allegedly a fertility god who supposedly made the earth bear crops and women bear children. Rites sometimes involved with Baal worship included cult prostitution and sometimes even human sacrifice. Then there was Chemosh, the subduer. This was the national god of the Moabites and was also worshipped by the Ammonites. Rites involving this god were said to be cruel also and may have involved human sacrifice. Then there was Dagon. This god of the Philistines had the body of a fish and a human head and had hands in his statues. Dagon was a god of water and grain. Then we have Marduk. This god of the Babylonians was associated with the fertility and the vegetation. Then we have Milcom. This national god of the Ammonites was associated with divination, seeking knowledge of the future through occultic means, strongly forbidden by God. Child sacrifice was sometimes connected with Milcom. He was also among the false gods worshipped by Solomon at the close of his reign. Moloch and Molech were variations of this false god. As a matter of fact, ancient Egypt had more than 40 false gods, although none are mentioned by name in the Bible. They included such false gods as Re, the creator sun god, Isis, the goddess of magic, Osiris, the lord of the afterlife, and the list goes on. What about the golden calves, which occurs twice in the Bible? P.S. Bull worship was popular during this period. This was the making of the golden calf, which reflected Israel's disloyalty to God. Israel broke its promise of obedience, became disloyal to God, and committed the sin of idolatry. The people of Israel violated the demands of the covenant by making an idol to represent the God who redeemed them from their slavery in Egypt.
We will not live by your commandments. We're free.
Israel misunderstood the nature of their God. The invisible, intangible God becomes visible and tangible through the image of the golden calf. Or so they thought. By making the golden calf, the people of Israel changed the personal, active God into an idol and an impersonal object who cannot see or speak or even act. By making the golden calf, Israel became disloyal to God. Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they say that they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men." America would be spared a thousand evils if its people would lay the axe to the root of the tree. When we fail to do this, we give permission to the branches, the errors, which only begin to thrust out the truth which it works against. This is the responsibility of the Protestants, and it is the modern-day Protestant that believes what is not taught in the Bible. They practice ordinances that are not based off of scriptural authority. Away with the commandments of men, and down with the traditions that make void the laws of God. Charles Spurgeon.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Real quick, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com. Top left side of that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. And or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. And you can see up on your screen right now, friends, you can go ahead and give us a call at any given time, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. It's just there, friends. You can strain at the net and swallow the camel all day long if you want to believe that we are not who our foundations tell us who we are. I mean, okay. But the fact of the matter is, truth and facts are stubborn things, and they're not going to move because people don't like them. That's who we are, and that's what the bad guys are at war against, friends. And we're here to magnify the law. We're not here to renounce the law. We're not here to weaken the law in any sense of the word, friends. The way in which one owns the Lord's justice is not by dishonoring, not by reducing the law, but rather by magnifying his law, by magnifying his government. Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 7, Hebrews 8:10, Hebrews 10:7, Romans 3:31, and put that right back on the cornerstone. Who is Jesus Christ, Matthew 5:17, which is all premised and predicated upon what? It's established upon the apostles and the prophets. That's what we're holding to. Because why? Because this is what the church is established on, the revelation of Jesus Christ, and it's already been bestowed upon us. Therefore, by the grace of God, we are not moving in the defensive. We are not compromising. We are not playing the diplomat by giving up ground and meeting and groping for the middle way. No, that's not who we are. Let me say it this way. There is no extremist version of the right, because there is no such thing as a left, friends. How about that one? As a matter of fact, the Constitution is one Constitution. And again, as I said, we're ruled by law, period. We are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. Just wanted to give that heads up to you. I've been thinking about this kind of stuff lately. I'm tired of people saying, what are you, a constitutionalist? You know, as a matter of fact, I just seen a video yesterday of some lawless cop, some cop that was on a power trip, pulling his gun out for having a conversation. And the guy says, no, I'm on my property. I'm not going to give way to your commands because you have no authority here. He pulls his gun out on him. And the police officer looks at him, a bad police officer. Folks, in every institution, there's always bad, but it's usually about 10% or less. He's one of those. Okay. So I'm not dissing on the cops in any sense of the word, just the opposite by calling him out for who he is. But this cop pulls the gun out and he says to the guy, because he told him he knew his rights, he said, oh, are you one of those constitutionalists? Really? Is that how ignorant people have become? I want to tell you how ignorant people have become. They actually believe that there's a right-left paradigm being played out in this country. They actually believe that there's a Republican Party. They actually believe that there's a Democratic Party. They actually believe that there's 99 unconstitutional party affiliations found within our founding documents. None of them are there. Just wanted to make clear. Okay, cool. Enough of that. Again, folks, if you want to call in at any time, I'm just giving you the heads up right now. You're more than welcome to go ahead and give us a call. The number is up on the screen right now, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Again, let's get to the content here. These are those who you, or those that would believe that they are the right in giving you the right answers, and they are the ones that would have you believe that you need to follow their lead, because if anybody knows, they do. That's what we're going to be talking about. I want to get through a couple things here before we actually get over to that. A lot of people, matter of fact, I seen it yesterday up on a live chat where somebody had said, do you think that these phones are actually being used as weapons against the people? I can tell you right now, folks, it seems like the technology is outstanding. But every step of the way, we see that awesome technology that's meant for good is being meant for, and it's being used for evil against the people. And who's bringing forth the evil? Well, the only question you have to ask yourself is, who's attacking you, America? Who's attacking you? Answer the question. Who's oppressing you? Who's harassing you on a daily basis? The corrupt within the halls of government. And who stands by and tolerates it? Oh, the hirelings in the pulpit. You see how that works? That's backwards, right? Yeah, that's absolutely backwards. But I was thinking about this because do you remember back during the 2000s? Remember when they used to have some pretty cool Marvel movies that came out during that particular time? And they were divulging a lot of information to the people. As a matter of fact, what they were doing is they were divulging information, because that information that they were divulging, it was the CIA operatives that were actually writing it into the script. If you think that's a joke, go Wikipedia, CIA, movie role, and you'll find that they're a part of a lot of the movies that are being played. Why? Because they want to indoctrinate the people. Okay, now with that, remember one of the Marvels, I believe it was Captain America, okay? I'm just speculating here, but I'm pretty sure it was. And what was interesting is they had these ships that went up in the air. And I remember this because when the phones came out, it was the first thing I thought of. They could use those as weapons. And what it was is these little cities up in the air, they were like aircrafts hovering over the cities. And what they wanted to do is they wanted to basically identify all the people. And that's what they did through the use of their phones. And then what they did is they used energy weapons to kill off millions and millions and millions of people. Well, some will say, Bradley, that is just lunacy. No, it's not. I'm going to show you a video right now. A lot of people probably haven't seen this yet. But this is a woman who's standing in a store. And I'm going to paint the picture for radio listeners. She's standing in a store. She has her phone in the back of her pocket. Now, I don't know if you know this, aside of that, did you know that the Samsung phones, they would blow up in airplanes? Did you guys all know that? Yeah. They had to change over their technology because that they found that they were a danger to the airplanes when they were in flight. But in saying that, let's go back to this woman right here that I'm showing you. She's in a store. She's got her phone in her back pocket. And I want you to pay attention as to what happens here. Her phone blows up and starts on fire. It starts her, folks, it's, she probably got hurt pretty bad by this. But again, if you think it's a joke, you might want to pay attention, folks, because her phone blew up in her pocket. It blew up in her pocket and started her on fire. Might give you something to think about. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob at wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain, Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it." Yep. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm showing a video here, and it is of a woman that is in a store with her boyfriend or her husband, and she's just standing there, and she's caught on camera where her phone literally just blows up in her pocket, and it literally starts her whole backside on fire. This might also help us, folks. Remember the fires in California that were started, that we all know that were started purposely? Isn't it interesting that we blame the smart meters for that? In which, in fact, is true. You can watch the videos and you can see the houses were started on fire from the same side of the house. So you're seeing the same sort of technology. You got to start asking your question about all these planes going down as well, as to what's happening on those planes. Because this technology is second to none. It is outstanding. It's fantastic. But you know what happens when carnal men and wicked men get a hold of this technology? They're going to use it for evil. And that's exactly what you're seeing here. I'm going to go ahead and play this for you one more time in case you just joined us. This is a girl standing in a store with her boyfriend or her husband, and her phone explodes in her back pocket, and it literally starts her on fire. And of course, you know, the old response is, and it's always the same response, "Oh my goodness, we didn't know that." No, I know. Folks, you're a bunch of guinea pigs. They're testing this technology on you. And it's the same thing if you go over to the Tesla cars, folks. That's why they're sitting there at the car dealerships, because nobody wants them, because they combust. They blow up. And people are starting to catch on to that. They have been for years, but it's amazing to me that people, what is it that you don't understand, folks? When this technology comes out, give it a minute before you jump all the way in. You know, these Apple Watches too, by the way. These Apple Watches, they're now coming out, and Apple's starting to get sued for these Apple Watches because the cancer that it is causing in the human body. It's absolutely crazy. And then they want to stand back and play the victim and indemnify themselves and saying, "Oh, we just didn't know." Oh, friends, they know everything they're doing every step of the way. And again, it's you're always the one that's being tested upon. And they don't care about the money. They care about the power. And they want to see what works and what doesn't work. And if we can get phones to blow up and kill people, you know, that's a good idea. Let's keep that one up on the shelf. Maybe we can use that on another day. Let me go forward. We're covering another topic here, friends. Former CIA Robert David Steele. I want you to listen carefully because I want to give you a reality check concerning what's going on. One of the things that we have done over here is, because I was one of them, it's all in my comic book, by the way, but it's interesting that we have highlighted Franklin cover-up case. We have highlighted silence of conspiracy, or the conspiracy of silence. We have highlighted the politicians that are extorted as these agencies that are created, the CIA, corrupt and FBI, so on and so forth. They're transporting kids out of orphanages and they're getting them hooked on drugs. They're bringing them to Washington, D.C., and then they're using them for sexual extortion concerning the politicians that they mean to control. Watergate was a complete cover-up like that as well. I just want to make clear you understand what Watergate was all about. It was not what they told you it was about. It was about them smearing and diverting attention away from the fact that politicians were being busted committing the act of pedophilia. Okay, that's how your said representatives are being extorted. You're going to get more of that in just a couple of moments. But let me show you, it goes a lot further than that. It's not just they're being trafficked. It's not just they're being used to extort corrupt politicians. It's not just that. Let's go back to an insider, again, former CIA, Robert David Steele, and let's listen to what he has to say concerning what those kids are being ripped off for, what they're being transported for, and the list goes on. It's a short piece, but listen carefully.
Just kidnapped and in some cases bred by families as a cash crop. We have people in the United States of America that breed children in order to sell them. And when they are sold, they come without birth certificates, which means it's easier to kill them and have no one ask where they are. We're also importing children by the plane load. Again, children who have no documentation. It's not just child slavery or child sex abuse. It's also child torture because you have adrenalized blood. You have the whole blood drinking ceremony of the satanic world. It's also the use of children for harvesting body organs. And then you have ritual ceremonies and ritual murder, as well as incidental murder. Most organizations that end up being used to prey on children, Oxfam is a recent example, all of the United Nations organizations, the Boy Scouts of
Listen
America,
to this, friends.
All of the child services agencies across the United States of America, they did not start out as organizations to prey on children, but they attract pedophiles. And ultimately, pedophiles end up rising in the ranks and controlling those organizations so that an organization that initially started out in the service of children becomes an organization that is, in fact, hunting children. These children are
okay,
not
folks,
just
that's kids. You know, it's crazy because that is exactly right. They set themselves in a position where they're not there protecting the kids, but make a prey of the children and even go so far to hunt them. The whole slogan for the sodomites, according to NAMBLA, is sex before eight, before it's too late. The whole homosexuality is premised on what? Man-boy sex. That's why you're seeing, friends, what? You're seeing said representatives throughout the United States trying to tear away at the laws so they can have way at their children. No joke. I believe this just came to my aid because I always want to send this message because I know that there's just some people that don't quite get what some daddies will really do if you ever get caught doing it. But I just want to remind you that Tim Brown just highlighted an individual who had found, it's on sonsoflibertymedia.com, who had found that his best friend actually raped his six-year-old girl. This is the reality of what many people want to turn away from. The kids need us, friends. They don't need us sheepishly walking away from the crimes that are being committed against them. A man's best friend raped his six-year-old daughter. And you know what that man did? I want you to listen to me, pedophiles. I want you to listen to me, bad guys. Listen carefully. And I say this without whim. I say this without hesitation in any sense of the word, because you're going to get it one way or another. Luke 17:2 tells us it's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck and cast you into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. But that's what you do. And you think that there's no recourse. You're sadly mistaken. Let me go back to this story. The man found out, I'm saying it for the third time, for a purpose, so it gets into you, so you understand the depravity here. You know, Whitfield was right when he said, man left to himself without the grace of God is half beast and half devil. Well, let me tell you how much they can be devils, but let me also show you what a righteous man will do in response to those devils. Okay? Because Jesus was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. This man that found that his best friend raped his six-year-old daughter, took him in the backyard, he made him dig his own grave, and then he made him kill himself. Not a joke. I'll tell you what, this vigilante that we're seeing take place across the country is in place because they understand that those that are behind the benches, in many cases, not all, are a part of the crimes that are being committed. That's why they're so soft on the criminals. Soft judges produce more criminals and hardened criminals. That's exactly what they're producing. But I just want to remind you that not everybody's going along with this, okay? You just heard from former CIA officer Robert David Steele telling you that these kids are being sacrificed. They're being sacrificed. Well, some will say, well, it's just not happening. Oh, it's been happening for a long time. Matter of fact, we did a video not too long ago where we actually showed you a video back in the early 70s in California where they found hundreds of thousands of babies in the back of pickups. In the back of semis. This is before, folks, they even normalized what they call abortion, the murder of children in the womb. Put that up against Proverbs 6:17, 20, verse 13 of Exodus as well. I want to show you another video that you may have not seen so you can understand that this is the reality of what's going on in your backyard. A woman found a truck full of children's bodies. This wasn't too long ago, and I want you to see it for yourself.
This video was taken shortly after this woman found a truck full of children's bodies. I mean, this is horrible. The horrifying incident took place at a gas station in Michoacan, Mexico, where the woman worked inspecting semi-trucks. But on this day, this specific truck pulled in, and something seemed very off about the driver. He was very nervous, tense, and sweating profusely. The woman noticed that the truck's back door was slightly open, so she decided to take a look. She slowly opened the door and immediately burst into tears. Inside were hundreds of children's bodies piled on top of each other like food. She also saw a lot of blood on the floor, and that's when she noticed black plastic bags, and when she took a closer look, she noticed...
We'll come right back to this in just a moment, friends.
They were filled with small arms,
very disturbing content, no doubt. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Have you ever listened to someone speak and have felt completely captivated, basically unable to look away and hanging on every word? The kind of speaker whose passion, knowledge, drives and stirs something deep within you, making your heart race and your mind question everything you thought you knew? Well, if so, you're in for a wild ride. This show isn't for the faint of heart, it's actually for the bold, the thinkers, the patriots, and the truth seekers who care to face these uncomfortable realities. Welcome to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean. It's a show that will challenge you, awaken you, and make you see the whole world in a new way. Bradley is a force of nature, uncompromising, fearless. He's ready to rock the boat. It's time to tune in to find out why this program is shaking up the airwaves and sparking conversations everywhere. Don't miss out. Visit bbsradio.com/sonsoflibertyradio. And discover why Bradley Dean is a true boat rocker.
Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, History will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
BBSradio.com.
A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. E. Stanley Jones said, "Grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Sunday. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious. The giver makes you give." Welcome back. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, social media platforms. Hey, folks, again, I just want you to pay attention so you can understand my position as to what I'm dealing with out there. The more severe and the more obvious things get out there and the more responsibility where people are derelict of duty when it comes to their responsibility. In other words, when I give them more truth concerning what they're derelict of duty of actually obliging themselves and obligating themselves before God and man to do, they shun it. They don't want anything to do with it. They don't want to go into reality. They want to just step back and just suffer the abuses of the wicked that they know that they're being attacked by on a 24/7 basis. Well, that's what they do. Just want to let you know real quick, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. We got Bob calling in from Texas talking about harvesting of the children. What say you, my friend?
Hi, Bradley. Thanks for getting to me. I was at a membership big box yesterday, and I was checking out in the aisle next to me. There were five children. They all were like maybe 4 or 5 years old. And they were just really cute. So, I mean, I wasn't even paying attention to the same-sex parents. Oh. And I just said, Man, where did you get such beautiful kids? And there were two evidently lesbians who were tatted up, mixed, you know, different races. And I just couldn't. You know, and then it hit me that one of them, one of the girls answered, and she said, "I birthed one of them."
Huh.
And when they got their bill, they celebrated, some, you know, that they were able to pay for all their groceries, their basket of stuff. But I mean, it's just been on my, well, it was on my heart most of, you know, for a few hours after that. And then I said, well, I'll call my senator. And then I spaced out until I saw your show. But it just seemed like...
Bob, what it is the said representatives, under the hand of their handlers, they're just manifesting themselves through minions that will subject themselves to the very things that they're guilty of, because they incrementally want people to see what they're responsible for, because like any other devil, they want you to be guilty of what they're guilty of. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. And it's also interesting to note that you're saying there was two moms. You're also seeing two dads. But you're also seeing it come to the surface now, Luke 12:2, the crimes that are being committed against them kids. As a matter of fact, it was just last year in Atlanta, Georgia, two men that adopted two boys were actually pimping out both of their kids for child pornography. Of course, that's what it is. Well, and go ahead.
Yeah, it just seemed like, you know, they had five of them, and then they were exuberant about how they had enough money to pay for all these groceries, and God, I just can't believe it's in my backyard. I always figured it, you know, but I don't know what to do with it. I mean, you know, we've got, you know, our DA's doing this stuff about skimmers on gas pumps, you know, and taking big credit for, you know, all the, you know, the crooks that they're catching there. But this seems like something that's way more important.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to protect the kids, no question about it. Thank you for your call, Bob. If you look up at the screen right now, I just want to show you exactly what I was talking about. We always want to back it up here at the Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. These are the crimes that are being committed against children. We have right here, and I want to say something. Who's advocating these crimes more than corruption in the halls of government? Nobody. It's not the people advocating these crimes, but it is the people subjecting themselves to the abuse of such people by allowing their said representatives to advocate what our laws condemn. And it shows you again, if the people fail to be the law, what they'll do or what they'll try to get away with. Now look at this. And they'll always deliver when a pedophile ring is exposed, like Disney's and SeaWorld's and Universal Park, so on and so forth. It's interesting how they'll deliver somebody up that's guilty of a crime. You never hear about all of the other people that were a part of that pedophile ring that was exposed. In this particular case, if you look up gay couple, they're called sodomites. And I want to reiterate this. Homosexuality is not a sin. It's an abomination. Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Jude 1:7. You want to go ahead and dare the justice of God, just go down that road, because you have to entertain that monster. That's for sure. Okay, because God did not create us that way in any sense of the word. You have to feed on that to become that. Nobody's innocent. And my message is, you must be born again, period. But I believe that many of these people have gone too far. Look at this case. Gay couple, they call them. That's what the government's saying. That's what they're advocating for. Gay couple in U.S. gets 100 years in prison. Hey, folks, they're going to be dead in 20 years if they make it that long. 100 years. Look what you've allowed man to do. What does the Lord tell you to do in these cases? To deter the crime, to protect the innocent. Oh, you know what I hear? Oh, Bradley, we need to be more compassionate. I know. Look what your said compassion, which is not biblical compassion in any sense of the word. Mercy falls to those that repent, not to those that go on in their sin. These go on in their sin, and you want me to be more compassionate to those that are making a prey out of innocent children than to enforce God's law against their crime and bring about justice upon their head, sending the message to the populace that we are not going to tolerate these crimes that protect the innocent. You tell me which one makes sense, friends. But here, I want you to listen carefully. These people from Georgia, this gay couple, it says, will spend the rest of their lives in jail after they were convicted of sexually abusing their two adopted sons. The two accused, William, and listen to this, Zachary Zulick. So the state acknowledged their marriage. They have no business there. That institution belongs to the church. They both have been sentenced to 100 years in prison, each without the chance of parole. Really? Are you people kidding me? William is 34 years old, while Zachary is 36. They earlier adopted the two brothers who have now turned 12 and 10 years old from a Christian special needs agency. This goes back to what the CIA operative was trying to warn us of. The children were raised by these two men under the guise of a happy family in the affluent Atlanta suburb. I want you to listen to this. However, the depth of the defendant's depravity, which is as deep as it gets, is not greater than the resolve of those that have fought for justice and the strength of the victims in this case. Zachary works in the banking sector. William is serving as a government employee. That's why he thought he would get away with it, because he thought he was above the law, like so many of them do, friends. That's why they commit the crimes. Zachary works in the banking sector. William is serving as a government employee. Despite being well settled in their lives, the two would force the young brothers to have sex with them on a regular basis, besides filming the abuse for making pedophilic, is what it says, pornography. One of them said, I'm going to go home tonight and blank my son, his adopted son. My goodness, friends. There's the anointing. There's the Spirit of God. Asking the question, Psalm 94:16, who will stand up and fight on the behalf of the kingdom to bring justice upon the heads of those that make my children a prey? Psalm 94:16. Oh my goodness, folks. When you get a moment, all of you that want to go ahead and dare the justice of God, go ahead and read Exodus 22:22-24. You tell me how the Lord responds outside of and on top of Luke 17:2. You go in a territory that is forbidden even in thought, but you feed on it. I'm friends with law enforcement, and locally, I'd asked the question last month as to what they're seeing out there and what they're dealing with. And what he highlighted was the sexual crimes being committed against children, the incestual crimes being committed against their own children. I said, you have got to be kidding me. I said, how could it be otherwise when they're fueling the crimes by telling people to go ahead and go online? YouTube's doing it. Facebook's doing it. I'm sure X is doing it. They're all promoting sexual promiscuity by showing you everything but the act. That all used to be illegal in 1968. According to the Word of God, it still is. Who normalized the crime? Your said representatives. Who let the said representatives normalize the crime against children? The American people. Oh, folks, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I've seen also another story of two women that had children where they actually beat their children to death. What do you think? What kind of a response do you think you're going to get from a people that are backwards? What kind of a response do you think that you're going to get when you allow and tolerate concerning the crimes that God clearly condemns and common sense clearly condemns? Hey, let me say this. We didn't have this problem in the 60s. Didn't have this problem in the 70s, did we? Nope. What happened? You lowered the law, you dimmed the light by which man perceived his guilt, and when you did that, you gave him a license to go ahead and do it, because the government now said, the same government that says murder your children because we said so, and 80 million babies are gone, right? 24 verse 4 of 2 Kings. No, but you know, don't worry about it. We'll just lower the law. Romans 4:15. Don't worry about it. You're not guilty when you commit the crime. We'll slap you on the hand. Don't worry about it. Go ahead and abuse the children. Go ahead and abuse them. Well, I'm telling you right then and there, friends, what you are precipitating, and you're getting the exact response. When you fail to be the law, this is what you get. When you're soft on crimes, this is what you get. But what I'm seeing on a vigil antipresence coming from the people, because they have to, because the courts are not giving people the justice. I mean, to give these two guys 100 years in prison, are you kidding me? What is the consequence? That's not a consequence. That's an encouragement to go commit the crime. What a joke. You're laughed at, Americans. We'll be right back.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th.
Just keep acting like it's not happening, Americans. That's all you have to do, because it's only increasing.
Fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the
gift
of truth
in
a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today.
BBSRadio.com.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Learn more and get your tickets today at wisconsinchristiannews.com.
Yeah, I just wanted to address somebody's comment on live chat really quick. We're being told, you know, that there's military tribunals. That's QAnon nonsense, by the way. I'm not saying that they're not there, but I'm telling you, you better quit putting your hope in that, because that is a PSYOP. That's a military PSYOP that's been used for centuries. It's there to paralyze you, to make you impotent, to cause you to believe that somebody's taking care of the wicked when in fact they're not. They are the wicked that are actually selling to you that somebody is taking care of the problem. No, they're not. The Bolsheviks did it back in 1926. And that's why people need to be careful of all of this nonsense coming out of this QAnon nonsense. It never happens. They just keep leading people on like a carrot dangling in front of a mule's nose. We need to think about what's going on. And again, I'm not discrediting what you're saying. I wish it was true. Like, I wish so many things else were being sold to the people were true, but they're just not. Okay? That responsibility falls to us. We have to be that truth. We have to hold the truth. We have to be the light. We have to be the ones that reprove the darkness. Ephesians 5:11, right? Yeah, absolutely. And how is the Lord glorified? Matthew 5:17. Through that. I'm sorry, 5:16, forgive me. But I wanted to show you this. TheGuardian.com, some good stuff, some bad. It's a mixed bag, let me say it that way. U.S. seeks to learn from allies' experience about transgender troops. It's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. And those are the ones that he controlled. They were masculine sodomites. And what you have here, friends, is them coming out, taking it a step further than what even Hitler did during his particular reign of terror. Okay? These are military heads. They're all women, or I'm sorry, all men dressed as women. Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. That's where things are going. And you better understand, when they're put in a position of being a military head, exactly the orders that they will give. They will do whatever they're told to do. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. Okay, so let me show you this, because I want you to understand, again, the Trump supporters, the Trump worshipers, Acts 12:22. This, in case, by the way, is the reason I played What is it that men will not worship? And I showed you the idolatry that has been lived out for centuries since the beginning of time. And now we've seen, yesterday we highlighted Donald Trump, and they got a golden calf of him. And the calf is of himself, of course. And he loves it. Read Exodus 28, start in verse 12. Ezekiel 28, verse 12, and go to Isaiah 14, verse 12 as well. That symbol that gives you the characteristics defined out as to what the Lord said about the devil. And you'll see in both cases where he wanted to ascend his throne above God's. He didn't want to live by God's. He didn't want to live by his rule. He wanted to be God. And that's why Satan was kicked out of heaven, period. And that's why it's going to happen again in our time, and we're going to see it, because the worshipers still have not caught on to the fact that God will not be mocked. They can call themselves whatever they want to call themselves. These are the ones that say, Jesus Christ is our Lord, but Donald Trump is our president. No, if Jesus Christ was your Lord, you would execute justice and judgment upon the heads of the scoundrel called Donald Trump. Let me show you what I'm talking about. And let me show you how impartial his worshipers are. And please share this video. I'll be the bad guy. Okay, they want to reward evil for good. That's on them, not on me. They can deal with my father, because it's a righteous thing to recompense tribulation to those that trouble the righteous. This is on them, not on me. Okay, because all of this is safe information. One of the things that they're highlighting right now, the mega people, they call themselves, right? The idol worship of Donald Trump. This came out today, and it was very selective. And look what it says. Notice all the names, then remember who's been attacking President Donald Trump so harshly. What they've done and what they have done is selectively named names that they have been raised up by the mainstream media to believe that they're the left, they're the Democrats. I'm here to tell you, nothing could be further from the truth. And so what it does is it gives you a whole list of names, right? And of course, they cherry-picked all the names. And you all the well know that anybody that's anybody in the mainstream media, politics or actors or musicians, there is some genres that are exclusive to that because they would never go along with this, like the metal scene. I can tell you that is a fact. But overall, friends, they pay the price through self-sacrifice to get to the position that they want to get to. We all know that's what's going on in politics and this P. Diddy expose, right? But notice again, it says all the names. Then remember who's been attacking Donald Trump. Well, I just wanted everybody to understand this, because again, this is coming from a people that are indifferent to the truth. And yet these are the same people that want you to believe that they have the answers. And I'm talking again about those that call themselves the right in this particular case, those that call themselves conservatives in this particular case. Nothing could be further from the truth. If you want to know who the problem is, look no further, because if you have a left, it's because of those that you call the right that have been tolerant of the crimes of the left. And if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. You all understand that, right? Okay. So anyways, I wanted to go fast forward because I already seen the indictments. And so what I did is I just went on to Wiki, and I'll tell you, Wiki is pretty specific about what they say in a defamation or in a slanderous manner concerning people they don't like me, and they'll put a bunch of lies on there, and they have to be careful now because they know that I'll deal with them. As a matter of fact, Jimmy Wales came after me. And that was his first and his last mistake. The guy from Wiki, too, if you didn't know, he was one that was advocating soft porn during the founding days of Wikipedia. But they are pretty particular about what they say and what they don't say. Well, I just went over to Donald Trump's sexual misconduct allegations. That's all I did. I want you to see this, okay? If you want to call in, you can call in at any time. Please do. Jude 3 and 4, if you'd like to contend, that's totally fine. If you want to add to, you can. But it's Donald Trump's sexual misconduct allegations. It's always allegations when it comes from the people towards corrupt politicians. But when it's corrupt government and politicians zeroing in on somebody they want to get rid of or don't like, what do? They're not allegations. It comes out selling to you that it's the truth. And don't question their authority, and don't question their lack of witnesses and eyewitnesses to the crimes that they're accusing you of. It's never allegations. It's never allegations. This is what they did, okay? Just, again, ask me. I'll give you a little background history on that. But look at this. Since the 1970s, listen carefully, at least 26 women have publicly accused Donald Trump. Of course, in the mind of the worshipers, Donald Trump hasn't done anything wrong. No, and nobody does it better than Donnie. You all know that, right? All of these 26 women are absolute liars because Donald said he wasn't guilty of the crime. Well, there's a lot of liars out there, isn't there? Donald Trump, concerning the 26 women that have publicly accused him, they've accused him of rape, kissing, and groping without consent, looking under women's skirts, no joke, and walking in on naked teenage pageant contestants. Of course, Trump has denied all allegations. Now, I'm going to get to something, so just hold on here. Trump has a history, it says, of his insulting and belittling women when speaking to the media on social media. He has made lewd comments, disparaged women's physical appearance, and referred to them using derogatory epithets, right? In October of 2016, I seen it, I heard it, I was taken back. 2 days before the second presidential debate with criminal Hillary Clinton, a 2005 hot mic recording surfaced in which Trump was heard saying that when you're a star, talking about himself, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the female genitalia, he said. The incident, widespread media exposure, led to Trump's first public apology during the campaign and caused outrage across the political spectrum. Outrage? Really, people? Here's the general overview. This is what the worshipers don't want you to know. Donald Trump has been accused of rape, sexual assault, and sexual harassment, including non-consensual kissing or groping by at least 25 women since the 1970s. And then it starts to give a long list. And it's interesting, Donald Trump, all those allegations, he was innocent of the crime, but for some reason or another, he paid him off in the millions to go away. Guilty people don't do that. Guilty people don't do that, friends. And I want to go back to my social media platform, friends, again, just to prove the point. Look at how many people fell off since I brought this up. Look at how many people fell off live chat since I started covering their idol. This is what they're supporting. Let me ask you that are still hanging on, just a simple question real quick. If you're married, let's say you're a man, and your wife goes out and she commits adultery on you. When you find out she commits adultery on you, are you going to justify the fact that she committed adultery on you? I want to know. I'm going to finish this. Folks, you can check it out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to finish this point because it's important that we do. Got you for 2 hours, 1 to 3 tomorrow on Saturday, Central Time Zone. Okay, Don, we're good there. Okay, so let me go back to this. So if you're married and your husband or your wife commit adultery on you, are you going to justify the actions of their infidelity, their treachery and oath concerning the crime they committed against you? Because it is a crime. The Bible is clear that adulterers have no inheritance into the kingdom of heaven, 1 Corinthians 6:9. Are you going to justify what they did to you? Because when you justify what you're seeing here, which you cannot, and you know you cannot, what you are doing is trying to justify yourselves in the sight of a just and a holy God, where the law is perpetual and it's always at work. You're setting your face against heaven. This is why you're seeing what you're seeing in this country, is because people try to justify the unjustifiable. If you look at James 4:4, the Lord calls us adulterers and adulteresses. Why? If you look at 2 Corinthians 6, starting in verse 14, he tells you to stay out. He said to come out from among them. When you look at other portions of Scripture throughout Genesis all the way to Revelations, you see it over and over again. When you look in the book of Jeremiah, isn't it interesting that the Lord begged and pleaded with the people to return unto them as he called them adulterers and adulteresses? And regardless of all that, the Lord was still willing to take them back in his mercy, even though they were guilty. He just said, amend your ways. In other words, repent. Read Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. And notice what happened, friends. They didn't listen. Just like they're not listening today. They followed the unrepentant king all the way into Babylon, is what they did. And those that refused were judged, just like the king was, the corrupt king. And what do you think is happening here today, friends? When you follow an unrepentant man that is completely guilty as H.E. double hockey sticks of committing the crimes, not just once. These are just the 25 that came forward. And this isn't speculation, folks. This is, hey, folks, in one case, Trump was ordered to pay Carroll an additional $83.3 million in damages. Wow. Guilty people don't declare fault or guilt if they're not guilty. I know people that won't do that. You can accuse them of whatever you want to accuse them of. They're not going to fall for it. And they're going to stand in the light regardless if the world tries to force them to bow the knee or not. Okay? But what I want you to see is this. I just want you to look at the names. Did you notice that Donald Trump's wife even came out against him? Then we have, that was in 1989, 1992, another woman, Katie Johnson, 1994. I want you to catch this because there's a correlation between the video that I showed you. I'm sorry, the visual that I showed you. And what I'm talking about here is this right here. Go ahead and check this out. This is what the MAGA followers came out and promoted. And what they did is they expunged Donald Trump from any guilt. And yet there's pictures after pictures after pictures of Donald Trump hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein. Well, that's not good enough, Bradley. Okay, good. Here, let me bring you over here then. Because Katie Johnson right here was a 13-year-old girl at underage sex parties at Epstein's Manhattan residence in 1994. Okay, guess whose name was on that indictment? Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein were forcibly raping a 13-year-old girl. 13 years old. Oh, you can find the indictment. It's online, friends. You can see the actual court papers. So if you want to call me a liar, you can go ahead and do that. Jane Doe, this 13-year-old girl, said, "I loudly pleaded with defendant Trump to stop, but he did not." Jane Doe wrote in a formal declaration accompanying her recent suits, "Defendant Trump responds to my pleas by violently striking me in the face with his open hand and screaming that he could kill her if he wanted to. Immediately following the rape, defendant Trump threatened me that if I were to ever reveal to any of the details of defendant Trump's sexual and physical abuse of me, my family and I would be physically harmed if not killed." This is what the MAGA supporters, hopefully inadvertently, are supporting. But how they go ahead and pull away Donald Trump's name from this Epstein log and then blaming all of his enemies for what Donald Trump, and what a way to play your cards, friends. Get into office, remove your name, and in the process, reveal everybody else that was your political opposition. Sound familiar, friends? Does that sound like what dictators do? You better bet your bottom dollar that's what dictators do. At the beginning of every show, you hear that we are politically neutral. What does that mean? It means we're standing on the Word of God, and we're holding to the Constitution. That means we're not going to the right or to the left. Why? Because Jesus told us to beware of both religious hypocrisy and wicked doctrines and that of politics. Mark 8:15. So we have to do with neither one of them. But what happens when I call out his crimes? Guess what his worshipers do? Oh, Bradley Dean hates him. Look at Bradley Dean is doing. Look at he's trying to diminish Donald Trump. No. He's done all that all on his own. He's done that all on his own. I just want people to understand that they better open up their eyes as to what they're supporting, because you're going to go headlong with him in judgment. Look at all these names. Look at all of these controversies that he was a part of and all these cover-ups that followed behind him. Pretty crazy stuff, isn't it? Isn't it interesting how his name is not brought up in any of that expose or the Jeffrey Epstein list? Or how about the P. Diddy list, friends? Let's not stop there. Look at this. The list of his crimes go on and on. Now do you understand why he's been put and appointed to the position that he's in today? And what is he doing to the American people right now? He's betraying you. Why? Because he's betrayed his God. He thinks he's above the law. I mean, for his age, you think he'd be a little bit more prudent about the things that he does. Maybe a little bit more repentant, but not. Here's all the references, by the way. Just wanted to make sure that you understood that this wasn't just hearsay. It wasn't speculation. It wasn't conjecture. No, it's all factual information. Okay? But again, I want you to see that the said conservatives, the professors in the church that are behind this man, this is what they're supporting. That's right. Dan just said, make righteous America righteous again. Yep. Did you know that, speaking of which, if you don't mind me adding to that conversation, I watched Sophie Scholl the other day. She was a young lady in her early 20s that was making people aware of Adolf Hitler's Reich. And everybody was afraid to speak out against him. And that including the people in the military. A lot of people wanted him dead. But they always sold Adolf Hitler in a favorable light to the people. And if you didn't go along with it, you could be fined, you could be jailed, you could be executed. The last letter that she wrote is that nobody will stand up for righteousness in Germany. Within the hour she was executed, they beheaded her for not going along with what's going on here. Isn't that kind of the same thing that you're seeing in a lot of ways when you see these lists? Isn't it interesting to note who's doing it for him? It's the people doing it for him. You know where it talks about in the Bible that brother will betray brother, so on and so forth? Guess who they get to do their dirty work for them? Your neighbors. And guess how they do that? If you don't go along with their favorite politician, we're going to turn you in. Right? Here, let me show you something here, because I don't understand how they didn't catch it, but there's enough information out there with Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein that you seriously have to be straining at the gnat as you swallow the big, big camel. Epstein is from New York. He could have been a Mossad agent, but the fact of the matter is, friends, he was born in New York. He's an American. And if you think that Jeffrey Epstein is dead, you're sadly mistaken, people. You're sadly mistaken. They just moved him along, told him to get a different name, different identity. Don't ever come out again. But look at all of this. Donald Trump is all over Jeffrey Epstein. And when it comes to that, again, for some reason or another, the MAGA followers, as they call themselves, those that say Jesus is their Lord, but Donald Trump is their president, really what they're telling you is Donald Trump means more to them than Jesus Christ did or does. Because if they were actual disciples of Christ, they would be like John the Baptist, pointing out and calling him out for his evils. But is that what they're doing? Absolutely not. You can read 3:19 of the book of John. It's right there. What you're seeing is a mass demonstration of a deceived people that are being used for the purposes of establishing another dictatorship. And where's it coming from? I told you just the other couple days ago, and I showed you the picture, they're trying to get Donald Trump a third term already. Who's doing that? The said Republicans that are compromised. The said Republicans that are extorted. You people that are caught up in the Republican-Democrat game, you're already deceived. Your talking points are mute. You're fools for your pain. There's no basis, no premise to put your feet upon. No ground to put your feet upon and stand up and say you're right on either side. Because it's not who we are. It never has been who we are. Just like Donald Trump is not America, and America is not Donald Trump. And I'm talking about what was established concerning what our forefathers established. They're doing everything in their power to destroy everything our forefathers established. And that's, again, where we're at today. If you want to call in, you can still call in. We're over, so we don't have breaks right now. But I wanted to show you the numbers up on the screen, 281-845-4704. I wanted to show you Diddy. And I also wanted to show you Donald Trump. And notice the timing that this came out. Right before him being ushered back in, into the People's White House, the father of the vaccine, the one that's been accused of all of these crimes. And of course, he's not guilty. But I want you to pay attention to who put him back in office again. Who was it? This is why we talk about Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And Dietrich Bonhoeffer, when he went back into Germany, the first thing he did was start to reprove the church for ushering in Adolf Hitler. Okay. Does anybody here, let's just go back to this again. Okay. There's Epstein hanging out, tons of pictures of Epstein and old Donnie. They were both indicted for raping a 13-year-old girl, all factual. If you want the information, it's right here. All the links are right there. They're all available for you. Everybody's guilty but the guilty, aren't they, Americans? But again, look at the Epstein log. They removed Donald Trump's name, okay? But I just want to bring you over to Diddy, okay, so you can all see what's going on here. Here's Donald Trump and P. Diddy. This is the guy that was, by the way, Diddy's a full-blown sodomite. It wasn't the women so much that he was looking for as he was the men that he was looking for. And again, look at all of the pictures of him and Diddy. How come none of this is being talked about, friends? And yet again, MAGA, the worshipers of Donald Trump, because that's exactly what they are. These are the ones that say they see no evil, they hear no evil. Look what they do, folks. Look what they're promoting. They expunged his name. They expunged Donald Trump's name only to accuse. And I believe that there are agencies that are creating this, by the way. So for those that are blindly following behind Donald Trump, I do want to make clear you probably don't know this. You're probably not even guilty of this in many cases, but this is what they're trying to tag on you to further divide the American people. There is a separation going on between the sheep and goat, greater degree, no question about it. There's no question about it. But again, I want you to look at the top of this, and I want to show you a picture, and I'm going to take Ron from Tennessee. Jeffrey Epstein log. Notice all the names. Who are they blaming? Okay? Who are they blaming? These are all of those that have blamed Donald Trump so harshly. Who are they defending? Or so they want you to believe they're defending. Okay? Donald Trump's crimes, 26 women since 1970. Those are the ones that have come forward. Okay? But here's Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump. When you go back to it, here's the indictment. That's right here, Katie Johnson / Jane Doe, 1994. How come all of that's being overlooked by these that are promulgating these divisive measures? Again, I got to tell you, I'm taking a step back here, friends, by the Holy Ghost asking the question, who's responsible for actually putting that out? Hey, Americans, can I ask you something? I mean this in all sincerity. How is it that you know the truth of the matter, but you continuously allow the people that create the wars to continuously create the wars? They want to divide the American people to merely overthrow you, so you're made an easy prey. What a better way to do it than to create a two-party system? There is no better way. And there is no such thing as a two-party system in this country. But again, here's P. Diddy and Donald Trump. Tons of pictures. Tons of pictures. This isn't random, friends, and Jeffrey Epstein. Tons of pictures. This isn't random neither. Don't sit there and tell me that he's not a part of what's going on. Oh, yeah, he is. As a matter of fact, if you ask Donald Trump, who he's exonerating or giving clemency to before he leaves the People's White House during the last term, you should see all the people that were guilty of these sorts of crimes that were in Hollywood that he gave a pass to. He pardoned them. A president doesn't have a right to give a pardon or grant clemency to somebody that's guilty of a crime, friends. I don't know where you're coming up with that in your mind. They swear an oath to God to uphold his laws. And if that's not what they're doing, they don't have any business doing it. Then you better hold them accountable. We got Ron calling in from Tennessee. Thanks for calling in, Ron. I appreciate it. What say you, my friend?
How you doing, Bradley?
I'm doing good.
Yes,
thank
sir,
you.
You're talking about the guy that had the 10-year bromance with Donald Trump, Mr. Jeffrey Epstein, aren't you?
That's him.
Yeah, I don't get it. You know, the only thing I can get about this, I mean, there's in the Bible it talks about the evil one, the devil, blinding the eyes of the unbelievers, and then it talks about God also in a couple of spots about how the Lord also blinds the eyes of the unbelievers because they don't want them. you know, he don't want them to understand, but he's turning them over to that reprobate mind.
Yep.
And, you know, the only thing anybody has to do is to read some of these globalist books. Read COVID-19 and the Great Reset by Klaus Satan Schwab. Read the Fourth Industrial Revolution. And then tell me that Donald Trump is not following this globalist agenda step by step. Or by lockstep, I like to say.
Yep. I'm with you, guy. Right. I'm just letting you, as a listener, promulgate your message to the rest of the people that know it's true. But the difference between you and them, Ron, is the fact that you have the intestinal fortitude to stand up and say what needs to be said in a world that is going awry with the wicked. And the Bible says clearly in 2 Thessalonians that those that will. Until what? Until they be taken away. They're going to be taken away in what they've tolerated. Amos 6:3 talks about the same thing, about how it will come to your front door. This all happens by the people throwing their hands up in the air and allowing corruption to do the things that corruption does, Ron. So I appreciate you. I high five you, and I'll give you the last word, my friend.
Yes, sir. You know, you said yesterday, I don't get a chance to listen to you like live very much because usually I'm headed home like I am now, but David Knight was a Donald Trump supporter. He wasn't a Donald Trump supporter at the beginning. He was like, he was one of these, let's wait and see. Now, I was a Donald Trump supporter at the beginning, but when I saw him violating the law, and I didn't really know a whole lot about his personal life, but he sounded good. I was a little deceived. When I saw him violating the law, violating the Constitution, you know, and doing, you know, and this has been kind of my hobby. I don't care what the score of the football game was, but this is sort of my hobby. I've got a little podcast on Rumble and BitChute called Self-Patriot. But when I saw him doing this, you know, of course I dropped my support for Donald Trump like a hot potato.
Yep.
And people just, you can't make excuses for this. And these people, they keep making excuses. And it was somebody else's fault.
Yep. Isn't that sick?
And I don't know if you can get, I don't know if you can get through to him.
Well, no, I think when you forcefully put a finger on your eyeball and you don't want to see the truth and you cover your ears or you plug your ears purposefully, you're going to receive a different condemnation. You're going to deserve the hell that these people are creating, and you're going to be subject to those that you have submitted to. And again, if you look at the Fox's Book of Martyrs, that's exactly what it teaches us. When the people refused, it says in the Fox's Book of Martyrs, forgive me, it says that when they refused the meek King of Glory, the Senate of Rome, that they were subject to 300 years of cruel, cruel torture, subjection to a tyrant that they gave way to, more so than the Lord that they said that they served. And so America is being set up for the same judgment, and there's no question about it, because there's never been a country such as the one that we're in today, and we have a responsibility, and we're not taking responsibility. At least, should I say, a lot of the people that should know better, they're not taking responsibility for righting the wrongs here. They're just going along with it, and what they're doing is they're just saying, you know, I'm good. They're derelict of duty, and they're giving it a pass, only to see it things get worse and worse and worse and worse. Not better, not better. So I totally appreciate your phone call. And folks, I just wanted again to share with you information that the mainstream media means to hide from you. I'm not here because I'm called on my own accord to be here. I'm here because I see the vacancy where people need to stand up and do something about what's going on. And I see very far and few between that are not going along with it. And when I say that, I am not overemphasizing that in any sense of the word. In any sense of the word. There are far and few between that are willing to stand up and do what needs to be done today. And I'm not talking about your conservative heads. Nope, they're a part of promoting what we are exposing right now as we're renouncing the deeds of darkness. The fact of the matter is they have the same Bible we do. They don't take a look at it. They don't want to see what's in the Word of God. These are the ones that are willfully giving this country over to the wicked one. I just had a friend give this over to me, and this is the Epstein flight logs released in the USA. Donald Trump is on there 516, 517. And again, somehow or another, his worshipers, let me go back over to that, his worshipers are just trying to exclude Donald Trump if, in fact, this is a genuine list. Because, again, folks, what they're doing is they're trying to divide people one against another. But I would strongly suggest that you people out there wake up for your own good, for the care of your posterity and standing up against what's going on. And, again, if I can go ahead and end the show with this, here's Thomas Paine. He's the guy that said, if there's going to be trouble, let it come in my time. So as children don't have to endure what they left off, it's time that we man up and we be the men of God that the Lord has called us to be by his grace. Love you by what we do. I got you for 2 hours tomorrow, 1 to 3 Central Standard Time, 1 to 3 Central Standard Time. Also, do not forget that we have church on Sunday, and that is at 9 a.m. Central Standard, 9 a.m. Central Standard. And we are always digging deep, friends. We're not going along with this modern gospel garbage. We're going to the Word, and we're holding to the Word as the Spirit of God brings it upon line, precept upon precept, in receiving what it is that we're hungry for. So come to church hungry on Sunday at 9 a.m. And again, tomorrow, Saturday, 1 to 3 Central Standard Time, I have you for 2 hours tomorrow. Love you by what we do. Please share. Also, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Thank you for the orders. They will go out tomorrow. See ya.